Well, joining us right now is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon to you on this beautiful day.
Indeed it is. So before we get to our normal topics of conversation, Mr. Mayor, I wanted to talk to you about something that's been plaguing a lot of the local schools in our area, and that's been all these hoax and swatting calls. To my knowledge, Brockton has not gotten one yet. Are you worried that one could be targeting a Brockton school soon?
Well, Chief Brenda Perez is on this with her team for Brockton Police, and Mike Thomas, Superintendent of Schools, is keeping in constant contact with me on this as well. So we take everything serious, right? The number one priority is safety of the students and the staff at the Brockton Public Schools, and also the other schools that are in the city of Brockton. Remember, we have parochial Cardinal Spellman, we have New Heights Charter School. There's a lot of different educational facilities here in the city of Champion. So we are taking everything as serious as we always do, and we also have a school police for Brockton Public Schools as well. So, again, safety is paramount, and we're looking at everything and making sure that, if there are any type of threats, hoax or not hoax, we're going to treat it as a serious matter.
And, of course, that would be a huge disruption for the city.
Yeah, but again, we have a huge student population. We have a wonderful, dedicated staff. But again, the Brockton Police Department, led by Brenda Perez, is on this. And, we are a city of 106,000 people, the latest census numbers. So, listen, I have kids that are in the system. So, safety is paramount for our students and our staff. And we treat that every single day as a priority.
Now, another issue also I wanted to talk to you about, kind of this ongoing issue with Brockton Hospital. What's the latest that you've heard on that?
Yeah, it's a critical issue, and I've had, since the fire a week ago Tuesday, I've had at least five meetings with the Brockton Hospital folks and the Good Samaritan folks. Again, Good Samaritan is our other acute facility here in the city. And what's happening right now is we're trying to brainstorm. My goal is to get the Brockton Hospital back operational as quick as we can. But we also have to lighten the load at the influx of patients going to Good Sam, going to South Shore. I hosted a roundtable yesterday with over 60 people that came to meet with me at the Shaw Center, which is a city asset. I want to thank the Secretary of Health and Human Services. She was there, and all the hospitals were there, all the CEOs and their teams. We had representatives from the governor's office and from Senator Markey, Senator Warren, Senator Congressman Lynch, all the delegation. And it's an all-hands-on-deck approach, So we are trying to brainstorm. The shortage of staff is critical. But also making sure that there isn't burnout. So right now we're seeing a huge amount of people going to the local hospitals because of Brockton. So we're trying to handle it in a multitask way. Our friends at the VA have been wonderful as well, at Brockton Health, Neighborhood Health Center as well. So it's a critical issue, Dan, and I want people to know that the Brockton Hospital is not operational at this time. Their standalone cancer center is. Their standalone Yawkey nursing school is still operational, but the main hospital is still offline at this time.
I want to ask you also about another issue that's been going on, and that's the Stop and Shop issue.
I've had a lot of concerns about this. Again, Stop and Shop on the west side on Belmont Street closed a while back, and now there's some indications that they want to close the one on North Montello Street heading into Avon, but it's the Brockton supermarket. We had a round table just the other day, actually, and it included our state rep that serves that area, the city council that serves that area. I sent a letter to the CEO of Stop and Shop. Even though it's a Brockton supermarket, it's also a pharmacy, it's also a gas station. There's a lot there. There's a bank inside there. There's a lot of residents in Holbrook that come over in the line to go there as well. Spoke to the town administrator, Greg Hanley, over there as well. So I'm going to continue to make sure that they understand the urgency of keeping that operational. And we've also reached out to the owner of the building, which is a California investment company. And, I'm very hopeful, but yet at the same time, I've seen other supermarkets close in the city of Brockton, and it really has a detrimental impact. So as mayor, I'm going to continue to fight the good fight.
And what are the latest COVID numbers in the city right now?
Yeah, we're at 94 current cases right now, which is it's great to say that, only 94. 528 loss of life, that's the death count right now, Dan. And total count overall, 34,229. COVID is definitely starting to slow down, but it's not gone. Within the last 24 hours, we had 18 new cases confirmed. And out of those 18, 13 were over the age of 18. So the numbers are down, the census numbers are down, the flu numbers are down as well. But again, COVID is still here. So we're still encouraging folks to get the vaccine, get the booster if they haven't. And if you're not feeling well, stay at home. And if you need test kits, we'll bring them to your house. We're still doing the door-to-door vaccines with the mayor's wellness team, which is a bunch of registered nurses that are unbelievable, dedicated clinicians. So we're going to continue the efforts, Dan, until we see zero. That's my hope, zero count, when I talk to you at some point in the future.
All righty. Well, we look forward to that day, Mr. Mayor. And thank you so much for speaking with us today. We do appreciate it.
I will talk to you next week. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan.